Following a week of only one win in three games, the Greater Sudbury Cubs are looking to rebound this week when they host the Elliott Lake Red Wings on Thursday at Countryside Arena. Then the Cubs travel to Espanola on Friday to close out the week. Last week, the Cubs dropped a 4-2 decision on home ice to the Espanola Express on Thursday night at the Countryside Arena. Cubs forward Kyler Campbell scored his league-leading 10th goal of the season while Alexander Dillon notched his second goal of the season for Sudbury. Espanola held period leads of 2-0 and 4-1 while rookie netminder Patrick Boivin made 35 saves. Espanola responded with 22 shots on goal against Joel Rainville and Jake Marua, who shared the netminding duties for the Cubs. Both teams finished the contest 1-for-6 on the power play. On Friday night, the Cubs skated to a close 5-4 victory in Elliott Lake. Cubs Pearson Sobusch scored his 5th goal of the season as the 17-year-old forward continues to shine early on in his first NOJHL season. Cubs 16-year-old forward Billy Biederman scored his 3rd goal of the season and added an assist while 17-year-old Ben Harris scored his 2nd goal of the season for the Cubs. Cubs veteran forwards Nicholas Fott and Cole Ambo scored their 1st goals of the season respectively to round out the scoring for Sudbury. Jake Marua made 44 saves for the Cubs and was named the game's first star. The Cubs were 0-for-3 on the power play, while the Red Wings were 2-for-3. On Sunday afternoon, the Cubs lost a close 2-1 decision to the Beavers in Blind River. All of the scoring took place in the first period as Jackson Bedard scored the lone marker for the Cubs. The Beavers held a 29-27 edge in shots on goal. Sudbury finished 0-for-2 on the power play while the Beavers were scoreless in 3 attempts. Sunday's game marked the debut of 19-year-old forward Cole Crowder, who recently attended the Ole Sudbury Wolves camp. The lively native recorded an assist on Bedard's goal for his first NOJHL point.